This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I want to give you four take-home thoughts for you to write down, and we're going to show you a brief 90-second video to illustrate the last one, but I want to bring these up. Number one, it's not wrong to plan. It's wrong to plan as if there were no God. Write that down in your heart, even if you don't write it down in your notes. It's not wrong to plan. It's wrong to plan as if there were no God. Do men do that every day? Do women do that every day? Do young people do that every day? People plan as if there is no God, and that's what presumptuous planning is. It's arrogance to plan as if there were no God. Let's bring up the second one. Believers don't live as if there is no tomorrow. Have you ever talked about somebody, well, he lives as if there's no tomorrow? What do we mean by that? He's reckless. He's wild. She's wild or reckless. Believers, Christians, don't live as if there is no tomorrow. But the other side of the coin is this. Believers don't live as if there is always a tomorrow. We don't know. Believers don't live as if there's no tomorrow, and we don't live as if there will always be tomorrow. We simply don't know. Let's bring up the next one. We live ultimately in God's will for our lives. I don't know if you're familiar with the French phrase, raison d'etre, your reason for being. Your reason for being is not to make money. Your reason for being is to live in God's will for your life. Your reason for being is not to get an education. Your reason for being is to live in God's will for your life. It's not to get the promotion. It's not to get the house. It's not to do this or that. Ultimately, we live in God's will for our lives. That's God's will for me and for you, is that we live in His will. Do you see how presumptuous it is to say, I'm going to do this, and God's on the sideline saying, well, wait, I've got a plan for you. I don't care about your plan. I'm going to do this. Well, we're going to do this, and we're going to go there, and the Lord's saying, well, maybe that's not part of the plan. I don't care what your plan is, Lord. I'm going to do that. And we set ourselves up in the role of deity, in the role of God, when we tell Him what my will is for my life. And then I want to share one more with you. It's never too late to do the right thing. It's not original with my dad, but folks, can I tell you this? If there's one thing I remember my father saying, if he said it once, he said it 1,000 times, it's never too late to do the right thing. Somebody said Tanya Tucker had a song with that lyric. Maybe she did. I know he didn't get it from her. He'd said it years before that. It's never too late to do the right thing. You know what that means? Some of you feel prompted to do something by the Lord. It's not too late as long as you're alive. You feel prompted to seek forgiveness. It's not too late to do the right thing. It's not too late to write that thank you note. It's not too late to write that letter. It's not too late to go see that person. As long as there's life, there's still time. As long as you're alive, you've got a chance to do the right thing. As long as the Lord's given you breath, it's not too late to do the right thing. This is a message about your life. Not about somebody else's life, but your life and my life. Don't presume on the future. Don't be presumptuous in how much time you have left. All the places you think you're going to go just because you decide you're going to do that. Don't be presumptuous about what you're going to do. Just like the people in James said, we're going to go there and we're going to make money, and we're going to go to this city and make money. And James said, you don't even know if you'll be here tomorrow. Why? Your life is like the mist, that atomizer going out. It's brief. Every second counts when it's dedicated to Jesus Christ. Remember that. Every minute of your life counts when you dedicate it to the Lord. Every hour counts when you give it to the Lord as an offering. Make your life count, not just for the country. Make your life count, not just for your family or the community, but make your life count for Jesus Christ and His kingdom. Let's pray together. Father, thank You for what we've shared today. Thank You for speaking to us on this idea of the future.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.